I got friends who live in cities with brew pubs and bike lanes, who like sweet tattoos and foreign films and ancient grains, who seek out the finest, frothiest flat whites and macchiatos, who eat cheese made out of cashews and CBD gelatos. And I got friends who live in small towns who like to shoot at deer, who like dogs that like working, who like beer that tastes like beer, who say yes sir and thank you ma'am and even God bless y'all, who might castrate and brand at a testicle festival. And we're gonna need bigger tent to fit us all in. I got friends who give their kids names like Kai and Leaf and Arlo, who feel like their fellow grown-ups failed the grown-ups of tomorrow. And I got friends who give their kids names like Colton and Shelby, who think raising them to respect the flag and their elders is healthy. I got friends who go to seminars and ayahuasca retreats, who might spill their deepest secrets to the kindred souls they meet. And I got friends who don't say a lot, but mean everything they say, who believed every word of scripture till their daughter turned out gay. And we're gonna need a bigger tent to fit us all in, 'cause it hurts sometimes to hear my friends talk about my other friends as if everything that's going wrong has got to do with them. I'm not brushing off real differences, no, everybody's got them, just saying it's less about the left and right than the top against the bottom. Well, looking at the way some of my friends talk online today, I'm just wondering if some common sense got lost along the way. I mean, am I alone here? Or does it strike anybody else like every side slowly turning into a parody of itself? And from where I sit, it's looking pretty similar to me. What they're doing there on Fox News and on MSNBC, they're both whipping up a culture war. It costs them nothing to take sides in, while saying next to nothing about all these workers organizing. We're gonna need a bigger tent to fit us all in. See, the left I love was punk rock, class struggle, and world peace. Now it's greenwashing and obsessing about the finer points of speech, as if making us use cardboard straws would somehow solve the problem, as if it matters less why people are homeless than what we choose to call them. And I could be wrong, but I imagine it was with less of a smirk that our grandpas fought the fascists and built all the public works. Back when unions gave us weekends, faced the bosses and their thugs, how come now it seems so joyless, censorious, and smug? Now we're gonna need bigger tent to fit us all in. Is it with an ever narrowing circle who think just the way we do? We went from we are the 99% to we are the chosen few. And while we're arguing amongst ourselves, they're trashing the place, thinking they'll just leave us here and blast off into space. The folks who think they own the world are playing us for fools. They tilted the tables to win, got us blaming each other instead of the way they rigged the rules. But there are more of us than there'll ever be of them. Oh, we're just gonna need a bigger tent. And how about conservatives? Didn't that used to mean careful and considered, rather than rushing to sell our inheritance off to the highest bidder? Is there something wrong with public parks, libraries, and post offices? Or caring more about people's health than big pharma's profits? And is it right that a boss should earn 400 or 500 times what they pay the poor souls they hire to run the factory lines? But until we see what's wrong with this whole money-driven system, they'll just keep trying to blame its failures on its victims. And we're gonna need a bigger tent to fit us all in. I've seen the funky old places flattened out by the machine, all the houses with Black Lives Matter signs and no black folks to be seen. Well, the whole thing's just doing what it's engineered to do, a great redistribution from the many to the few. The folks who think they own the world are playing us for fools. They tilted the tables to win, got us blaming each other instead of the way they rigged the rules. But there are more of us than there'll ever be of them. Oh, we're just gonna need a bigger tent. 'Cause we belong, we belong, we belong on this precious little ball. We belong, we belong, we belong to each other after all. We belong, we belong, we belong on this precious little ball. We belong, we belong, we belong to each other after all. We belong to each other after all.